generally that Nixon ought to tell his people to quit sending word out that it'd be better for him, and he ought to just stay with the position he'd taken all along. He said Nixon's very distressed by what I told Erickson about the China lobby. I read him what I had said to Nixon the other day, and also told him that what this fellow Finch, Lieutenant Governor, quoted Nixon as saying that he'd been misled.
Right.
So Nixon called me. I told Erickson that last night, Smathers at noon today, and then Nixon just hung up. Said he wanted to make it abundantly clear that he knew nothing about anybody who'd been talking to him, and he knew George Ball and some of the others. Humphrey people were very gleeful and said they'd pulled all this off, but he knew that wasn't right. And that they were appealing to Hanoi, and it was naturally guessed that some of his friends had thought that he might be harder on Hanoi than I was, therefore Hanoi ought to meet now. That some of his friends might think that I would be harder on South Vietnamese than he would be, but that did not represent his view. And that he was willing to go to Saigon, see Chu immediately after the election, or to go to Paris, or to do anything that I asked him to do, or anything that you wanted him to do.
Yeah, did you see him on Meet the Press?
No, no.
He said that on Meet the Press.
That he wanted to be sure that there's just one voice, and that he thought they were about out of the war, and he thought it could be wound up, and so on and so forth. So I told him that I hoped that his position would be with all of his people. Tell him to quit telling any of the sympathizers one way or the other that there was but one American position, that's one we'd taken, and he supported it. And he said, all right, he would do that. Now, I don't know whether he knows, and I don't want to question his sincerity, whether he knows of what they're doing or not, but it's pretty obvious to me that they've had their effect. No, he didn't think it had any effect one way or the other. He said a lot of people thought it was political, that we had done it for political reasons.
Yeah.
And I think everybody I've talked to here, I thought they would interpret it that way, and I think a good many have.
Yeah.
I saw the leading papers here yesterday morning. I had the lead editorial saying that they were disappointed in me, that I would hold out this long, but then I would cave in to the NLF the day before election and things of that kind. And I went into my eyes open, though I knew that they would charge that. The other side would charge it after the election, and I just thought we had to take it up while we had it, if we could get it. But
I thought myself that any of this is going to change.
I don't think it's going to change 100 votes.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people think that that motivates us.
Yeah.
That's the question. Now, how do you see it as of now?
Well, I don't know how to estimate the effect here. My guess is, as I said in the press conference the other day, I don't think it's going to have much effect. But I don't really think there's much we can do to change the situation between now and Tuesday. In any event, I don't think there's any chance really of getting Saigon to announce publicly during the day tomorrow that they're going to Paris, that kind of thing.
I told Nixon today, and I think I'm right, I said, we thought that you would come to this conference, and he had signed on two or three times, even to the joint communique,
yeah.
But we knew we had problems, and I stated to you that we had problems, and I read in the paragraph where I said even the old China lobby's operating again and causing us some problems out there. And he said,
meet the press, he absolves you personally of any motives of this sort.
I don't think they say these things without his knowledge.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, certainly not without Agnew's knowledge. I thought there's some cutouts there somewhere.
Was Agnew doing the telephoning from New Mexico?
That's Walt. Walt said he was the only prop man in New Mexico, and he could find that Agnew was in New Mexico. And if he did do
Did he call you from New Mexico?
I don't know where he called me from. I didn't have to check that with him. At the time, I thought nothing of it. I didn't have the other information.
See if your operator hadn't got that tomorrow.
All right, I'll see if I can.
Well, what do we do now? Just say nothing?
I would think we ought to hunker down and say nothing at this point.
What about Sy's talk today? What do you think about that?
Well, I ain't able to, of course, embarrassed by this situation, but and it's obvious I think that Hanoi is brooding a little bit over this situation, but I think Hanoi, that Harriman and Sy ought to relax a bit till we get it straightened out and not feel defensive, because we've done everything that we said we were going to do, and if we don't collect our side of it quite as soon as we hope to, that Hanoi we don't have to take anything from Hanoi on that.
Didn't we have an agreement with Hanoi on the 6th?
Yes, they were ready to meet on
that day. Cable indicated today that they didn't, I thought that they didn't understand. They were angry because I mentioned the 6th.
Well, I wouldn't pay attention to that. But no, but we indicated not before the 6th.
Yes, that's what I thought.
That's right, yeah.
Is that what I said in the speech?
That's right. That the TVN would be free to be there on the 6th. And they had agreed on a sooner date than that, so they had no leg to stand on that. As we said, if they don't like that, what do they want us to do? Start the bombing again? If the deal breaks off on something like that.
Are Sy and Averill irritated us?
No, I think, first place, they've had as strenuous a week as we have. They've been on the phone 24 hours a day, and I think both of them are a little tired at this point. But they are disappointed as we are, and since they are the ones that have to face these fellows across the table, I think they feel a little embarrassment, which a professional negotiator should not feel, but I think they do. It's inevitable they would, I think.
I guess they're giving South Vietnam a little hell.
Well, I expect they have some strong thoughts about South Vietnam, yeah.
What do you think Chu's going to do? Do you think that he's
coming to the table regardless of which one of these fellows is elected? I think that he'll come to the table when Nixon says, "I'm with the president, I want you to do what he wants you to do," or if Humphrey's elected, he'll come to the table because he has no other alternative. I think he'll come.
I think you ought to see that transcript of Meet the Press goes out to Bunker.
Right.
Nixon, Meet the Press.
Right.
What do you think I say? Just I got we're just watching things, and I'm not going to say anything when we get back to Washington.
I don't think I'd make any statements from down there.
I'm not going to make any, but I'll be running into hundreds of reporters. I'm speaking at 4 o'clock.
I think you can just tell them that